It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Welcome back to Blue by 90. I am Justin, joined by Jack and Kalen as always. And we are on the Maize and Brew Network, as you guys all know. Merry Christmas once again. I hope everyone had their got everything they wanted. Did you guys get any special presents or anything?
I was telling Kalen yesterday, so my wife and I, we did presents a little bit earlier in the, well, my wife got me an Apple Watch. It's like mixed between like my birthday present and like Christmas present. So nice. I ended up getting a shirt from State and Liberty.
Ooh,
I'm not in the best shape of my life right now. So you're it was not? A little, it really accentuated my love handles, which wasn't great. So I didn't need that. And so we went back today and exchanged them. And I got the most comfortable chino pants I've ever worn in my entire life.
Wow. So, better than Lulu?
I mean, it's right there. State and Liberty might be better than Lulu.
I was just saying
we got to get Harbaugh. Brand. Yeah, you got to get Harbaugh on the State and Liberty instead of Lulu. We got to start that. So yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, I think all the gifts that I got was like a hidden message telling me to start like cooking for my girl.
Oh my god.
No, I mean, I'm not mad. I like cooking. I like good food. So like, you know, we'll have a good time with it.
That's hilarious. You love the subtle like gifts. Like if somebody gets you like, here's a gym membership, and it's like, all right, I'll start working out. Jeez, you know.
That was like you guys last year with the Peloton.
Yeah. The in-laws got us a Peloton. I'm like, I get it. Like I've been quarantining. I've gained a few pounds, you know. So yeah, that's definitely it. Part of our gift was going to Florida and then, you know, game tickets and all that stuff. So, yeah, good stuff. I also, what I asked my mom for was jeans. I was like, hey, can I get two pairs of jeans? And here's the other part. And I think this is putting me like, I know I'm getting married, but like, I'm already in dad mode. I asked for a pair of Skechers.
Shut the fuck up. You did not ask for a pair of
Skechers. I did. They're like work shoes, like decently nice, like work shoes that I can wear with jeans or with khakis or something, but they're still comfy. I looked at everything on Designer Shoe Warehouse or whatever, like all these different sites. The shoe I ended up asking for was Skechers.
I need you to send me a picture of these so I can put it up on social media. I need you're a Skechers guy now.
I'm going to get him tonight, so I'll let you guys know.
What is it, you and Joe Montana? Is he a Skechers guy also?
They still make the white and blue New Balances too.
Yeah, I could have just went straight for it.
You should have gone to that.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, don't judge me, but I think I need some Skechers. I don't know.
Like, your dad has some old shoes.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'll have to get I'll throw them on social media and get some reactions from the followers. I want you guys to all let me know if I'm like if it's bad or if I can actually pull them off. We'll see.
We'll find out.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean it was really cool though to see some people getting some Blue by 90 merch for mm-hmm. Christmas. So I saw some Kings of the North, I saw some Pump It Up. So mm-hmm. that was cool. It was really cool to see that, and just all the Michigan stuff in general. It's like this has got to be the best Christmas ever to get Michigan merch, right? Usually we're down in the dumps a little bit. So to still be playing and get some Michigan stuff was a great time.
Just hits a little bit better that way.
For sure. For sure. So, I mean, I also wanted to talk about everybody had a family gathering yesterday, right? Just about everybody, you know, it's, if you're not getting together, I do want to shout out the people working. You know, if you had to work Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, whether it's, you know, because of the, you know, what job you have or you can't afford not to, all that stuff, shout out to you, because there isn't much open, you know, and you don't get to enjoy it. So shout out to those people first and foremost. But for everyone that did get together in a family gathering, I feel like everyone shares a little bit of the same pains, right? So I wanted to go through maybe some pains that we all went through. The first one, I don't know about you guys. So my family is like always on time. Like, and it's like structured.
Really?
Yeah.
So you confirmed you're adopted.
Yes. Confirmed. They are on time. I am not. But they are like, it's like, if you know, if we say it's starting at noon, like we're eating at 12:30 and people are getting out of there at like 2-3 o'clock, right? It's that thing. My fiance's family, on the other hand, you say that starting at 4 p.m., people are rolling in 6-7 o'clock. It's like that delayed. We're not eating till 9. It's a whole thing. And I'm just like, all right, at what point are we, I mean, come on now, right?
9 p.m. you're eating?
We were there till 1 a.m.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like holidays, typically you eat like super early. Like we said, it starts at noon, you're eating at 12:30. Like, I feel like that's classic holiday meal. You might as well have had your own meal before that and then gone expecting to not eat till 9 p.m.
Three times before we went there, because I'm like, I know I've prepared myself now. This is, oh, I'm God. No rookie anymore. So I'm just like, man, we said we can't wait till we are able to have our own family and host and do all that stuff, because we'll set the stage. Are you guys in the same boat, or is this like a very unique situation?
As far as the lateness?
It's like, how is it, are you guys like right on time, or do people, or maybe there's certain people that roll in late or what?
So I'm definitely not known for my,
promptness.
Good word. For my promptness, and neither is Heather. Like we always like, we're the people that come late. Like we'll be there like 10, 15 minutes after it starts, just because we're always running behind. But everybody else is usually there like right about time. I mean, I guess some families, like, you know, people trickle in and whatnot, but I don't think it's like, I guess I've never really, I mean, I had smaller gatherings when I was younger, so it'd be like more prompt and like on time, like, okay, we need to be here by this time. But with Heather's family, like they're so big, like I feel it's just natural to like, for like people to kind of just like trickle in. Otherwise it's like, you know, everybody gets there at the same time. You're saying hello to like everybody, makes you go around, where when people trickle in, it's almost a little bit easier.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, generally I'm like overly prompt, right? They're like, it starts at 12:30 and like the hand hits the clock and I like walk through the door and they're like looking at me like, what the hell? But I mean, just, you know, trying to see like both my family and like girlfriend's family, that's where it gets tough, right? Then you're kind of like, all right, I might be a little late this year. So I try to like excuse myself on the front end. So.
And I don't know about you guys, but when I'm like, when Heather and I are like planning to like have people over or be like, hey, like starts at 6, I'm expecting people to come at 6:30. Like I expect people to be a half hour late.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, we always got a little bit of wiggle room, like, you know, and I feel like people, everybody typically kind of show up around that time. So I don't know if that's just a human thing or like what it is, but if I'm planning it, I expect people to show up about a half hour after the time is set to start.
What about leaving? Are you the people that I know Jack goes to bed at like 4:30 PM right after he eats dinner.
Oh yeah. I'm ready to get out of there as soon
as
I'm
Bob Evans.
Yeah.
So
Bob Evans, great spot.
Country buffet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So is it always like, are you like trying to get people out of there? Cause that's what, I mean, her family comes late and then stays late. They don't know how to say goodbye. It's insanity. It's, you know, you hug people. All right, let's get going. You do the first hug and then you start another like recap of like, oh, well, what are you guys doing next week or next month and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like 30 minutes later, oh, let's hug again. And then you're on to the next person. And it's like the goodbye is a 2 hour thing in itself.
So the thing for me, if we're guests, I'm like, we're probably we probably wait for somebody else to leave before us. So we're not the first people. Once they leave, we're like, all right, bet. Like, let's get the fuck out of here and go home. Now, if we're hosting, we kind of just let people stay as long as they want. But Kaylin, you know this. If I'm tired and I want to go to bed, I'll be like, all right, guys, I'm going upstairs. Feel free to hang out. Like, I'm out of here. Like, I won't stay up for other people. Like, if I'm tired, I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. Like, Heather, you have fun.
I love that you have no shame in that. Cause I'm definitely the person that like, I
you
would have
love to be hosting though. Like, that's you.
I know. But I also have so much FOMO. Like, if I could hear people having fun downstairs, like I'd try that and still go back downstairs and be like, oh, what are you guys doing?
Playing some euchre, right?
Yeah.
Well, you just got to go like full dad mode and be like, all right, I'm going to bed. Then you like turn all the lights out.
Really kick them out.
What about all the games that are being played too? Yesterday we did, have you done the Saran wrap ball?
I saw that. I don't know if I've ever done it. I think I've seen it like at least on social media. And I feel like it was like a while ago, but I hadn't seen it until I saw you put that up.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. So basically it's the person in front of you is rolling a die and they're trying to just roll a one. And so as soon as they roll a one, then you pass the Saran wrap ball and you keep going. But as they're rolling, you're trying to unwrap the Saran wrap ball and there are prizes wrapped in it. So like there are bags of candy in it or like there are Starbucks gift cards, money, all that stuff. So it's pretty fun and it gets like people are going, you know, you're trying to go as fast as you can. So it's a good one. Do you guys have any bad ones that you're like games that you just dread to play because your Aunt Judy wants to play it or something like that? We got one card game on my mom's side that it's like she comes in, she's so excited, bless her heart, you know, so excited to play it, and we're all just like, oh my God, here we go.
Well, so Heather would be my Aunt Judy. And it's categories, right? Kaylin, we played categories, right? So I'm not a big game guy. Like there's some games I like euchre, obviously, like I love, like drinking card games. I love, like, I'm more of a card game guy and she's like a board game gal. Like, I mean, I'll do Monopoly, but other than that, I'm probably not going to play a board game. So she always whips out categories. I'm just like, fuck my life. So I literally like halfway through playing, I was like, guys, I'm done. Like you guys can keep playing. I'm just going to sit over here.
I mean, I'm not mad at that take, but I mean, usually during the holidays, I'll just like kind of play anything, right? I'm not that picky. I'm just here for a good time. So.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, I do love the, like, all of our cousins and stuff are now older with families. And so, like, we're getting I guess we're creating the games, or we're like getting things going, and we're much more involved. And then like we are pushing the drinking games into it now, you know? Yeah. So, you know, anytime that we have a shot at it, we're like, oh, so how do we, like, when do we drink, you know? Which is always a fine line too, of like, when do you crack the first beer? What, you know, how many? I don't want, you know, the mother-in-law or something like staring at me as I'm on my sixth beer in the, you know, first 45 minutes. She's like, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I woke up on Christmas morning and Heather already had the mimosas station ready to go. So we did all our family Christmas stuff last week. You guys know this because I wasn't available for the podcast like at all.
Yeah, you had 14 Christmas parties within 3 days.
It was too much going on. So we did nothing yesterday. We literally like sat on the couch, drank, and then we went and saw a movie, Journal for Jordan with Michael B. Jordan and directed by Denzel. We saw it like 7:30 last night in Canton. Okay. And the reason we went to Canton was because it was an Imagine, and the Imagine and Celine wasn't showing it. And we went to the Imagine because they have a bar. We get to the Imagine in Canton, bar's closed. I'm like, oh no, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, so we drove 30 minutes out of the way for no reason. But great movie. Highly recommend it.
There you go. There you go. I think my parents saw West Side Story. They said it was fantastic as well.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I remember watching the original as a kid.
Yeah. So... yeah, well, I mean, it was a good time. I mean, family gatherings, wasn't one of the best ways to put it, that one of our family friends always says, it's forced family fun. It's you're never like freely doing it. It's always a little bit forced. But yeah,
sometimes you need that little push, though.
Yeah,
it usually ends up being a good time, especially if you're drinking. Like it's always great.
Well, it's always funny too, because like everyone shows up sober for the most part.
For the most part.
But so then it's like kind of awkward. You haven't seen these people in a few months. You know, sometimes you're only seeing them on certain holidays, right? So then like you're like feeling each other out. You're trying to get to know each other again. Oh, you know, do the whole thing. So how's everything? How's this person? Blah, blah, blah. And then by the end of the night, it's like you're best friends again, right?
Because
you know, you're a few drinks deep. You've been shooting the shit for a while. Like that's how it usually goes with me and my cousins and all the family.
Yeah, no, we'll typically like I'm thinking like Thanksgiving, right? Like come over, games on. All the guys are sitting on the couch watching games. All the girls just typically hang out, you know, in the dining area or whatever. And then we're just sitting there like just chit chatting, start drinking beer. And then after dinner, once we start playing games, that's when it kind of like opens up for us. But yeah, it's always like that little, like kind of awkward at first moment, I guess. Mm-hmm. But then it gets like people ready to get rowdy.
Yeah. That's why you got to show up a little bit late, right? You show up a little late, the party already kind of got started. Mm-hmm. Then you can just be like, all right, where's the beer?
Well, what I've started to do with my future father-in-law is I'll grab a couple for us before we head over to like, you know, and then we have a roadie or something too. So
yeah,
it's good. We're getting into a good rhythm there for sure.
There you go.
For sure.
Starting on the right sketcher.
Exactly. And he's like,
nice.
Oh, nice. Shit. I shouldn't have told you guys that.
You really shouldn't have.
Yeah. Well, folks, there is a football game this week. It is officially game week. Oh, it feels like we've waited 6 months now, and it's like, oh, my God, this is actually happening. Are you guys in the same boat that I am, that, like, it's still very surreal? Like, it has not set in that Michigan has truly beaten Ohio State, won the Big Ten championship, and have a legitimate shot at winning a national title?
Well, it's so funny. Like I get a little bit of it kind of feeling surreal, because I'm just like, all right, I've never been in this situation before. How do I act? Like, what do I do? Am I like, am I excited? Am I supposed to be worried about the opponent? Do I just live in the moment, be happy for what's going on? So I'm just living in the moment, man. I'm just happy that we're here. I'll take a participation trophy, but obviously want them to win. So I'm pumped that Michigan's playing in the game, and I'm just hoping they make it to Indy. Because if they make it to India on January 10th,
let's go.
We're going, and we're going to be at the bar, and just I'm going to be ready to drink all day and have Kinch's parents drive us back to their house and have a free place to stay. So I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to set in for me now, right? Because I'm starting to see some of the like social media where they're the plane landed, they're you know, getting to the facilities. I'm like, oh, okay, like there's actually a game coming up this week. So I think throughout this week it'll start to set in a little bit more. But right now, I think Jack's actually kind of right. I'm just like cloud nine.
Yeah, I think that the definitely seeing the team there has like started to have it set in for sure. The 30 days off, like we got to change that, I think, in general. Like, why? Tell me why they can't play, you know, mid-December and then have another 2 weeks off and have this like be the final, you know, or I don't know, like, right. They should like December 21st or something should be the weekend before Christmas should be the semifinal or something. And then New Year's Eve is the final, or New Year's Day, whatever. I don't know.
I feel like the only thing that would make sense to me is because they're final exams. That would be the only thing I could like make it make sense.
They should be exempt anyway. Who cares? We didn't come here
to play football. Yeah. We didn't come here to play no school.
Yeah. Come on. But I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I still go back to the moment when after we beat Ohio State, like some of our friends came back to the tailgate after, like when we were post gaming, they're like, what are you doing? Are we doing a tailgate in Indy? I'm like, I don't know. I never thought we'd be here. So I still go back to that. I'm like, I never thought any of this through. You know, we've still got people that are like, what are we doing in Miami? And I'm going to Miami. I don't know what we're doing.
Like, because, I have no idea. Like,
I've never been there. We have nothing to go off of. Like, so, hey, we're going to get down there. We're going to go with the flow. We're going to have drinks. We're going to go in. We're going to win a freaking football game. So I don't know. It is still very surreal. And like, just realizing that like truly Michigan is one of the top four teams in the country this year is just craziness, you know, after everything they've been through, after everything Jim Harbaugh has been through. Like, it's just really cool to see. And I hope these guys are really enjoying it too, because this is like, you never know when you can get back, right?
That's true. And I'm just happy for the seniors, man. And to shout out the all the gear they got for the college football playoff. Ooh. That's a sick load of gear that they got, especially that pump it up shirt. I want to see the back of it because I haven't seen the back of it yet. But I want to see the back of that because they've got the chairs. What is it? The chairs on the back and they're fucking.
Yeah. So Brad Robbins texted us and he said that so they got this pump it up Jordan shirt, which has like pump it up and glitter, like, you know, sparkly, whatever on the front. And he said, because they throw the chairs up on the sidelines, it's the punters and kickers and all that stuff, they're throwing the chairs up on the sidelines, that they put a chair on the back. He was like, it's so awesome. So you should still buy our pump it up shirt because it's the OG one, but
that it Jordan supports Joel supports the players.
Yeah, absolutely. But the gear, dude, the white jumpsuit,
all of it, so sick. I know how I was telling you guys about the State and Liberty stuff that I got for Christmas, and we took it back and I got some nice chinos instead. Yeah. I was trying to go in there. They have like hoodies too that are like really nice. And I was like, oh, I really want to get a hoodie. And Heather's like, the reason I'm buying you clothes is so you don't wear hoodies and you don't wear sweatpants all the time. Like, but it's just so comfortable. Why would I not want to do that?
That's like when she was texting me for your wedding and she's like, what shoes should he wear?
Like, yeah, I'm like, I'll just wear what I have. Like, why do I have to buy new stuff?
Because it's your wedding day, you psycho.
It was the rehearsal dinner.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know what to wear for my wedding day.
Well,
that would have been bad if she was texting you like the day before, what should he wear for his wedding day?
Well, she was texting me the day before your rehearsal dinner for it.
Yeah.
So you make sure you wear your wedding underwear. That's what you.
I did.
You did wear underwear that day?
The pants are too thin. If the pants are too thin, if you can see an outline, then you got to wear underwear. But with jeans, you're not seeing any outline.
All right. Well, you know what? We talked way too much about what.
I know. We just had to get a little.
I'm over it. So I, you know, obviously the surrealness is, and just like the fact that it's all happening is cool. But I also wanted to ask like what your guys' confidence levels are, because I've talked to a lot of people now over the past month, and half the people, majority are like, it's the SEC, it's Georgia, you know, all these things. And this is a wide variety of Michigan fans, Michigan State fans, general fans, you know, all those things. And I talked to some Sparty friends, and they're like giving us no shot. You know, they've been through this. They you know, went down, played Alabama. Half of it is them being very salty. Half of them is, you know, talking from experience. But I wanted to see what your guys' confidence levels are. Is it, you know, are we positive? We'll always stay positive vibes only, correct? But is there any type of like, hey, we got to, you know, be real too?
I'm positive vibes only. Michigan's beating Georgia.
Hell yeah.
That's it. No other thoughts. I've got no stats to go into it. Not that I ever would. But, yeah, Michigan's beating Georgia. I don't know how they're going to do it, but positive vibes only. We're getting that W.
I mean, I think the more that I've, like, looked at the matchup, tried to, like, look at some stats and things, the more, like, realistic I've started to adjust my gaze a little bit. And I'm kind of like – and I'm like, do we have a shot? Like, yeah, 100% we have a shot. Like, there's things we can do to give ourselves a chance to win, but it's not an easy game. Right. And that's really become more and more clear to me. I think like even like Iowa, we were kind of like, you know, they're a good defense, they're blah, blah, blah. But like, I think we all had a sense like, hey, man, this team's on a roll, you kind of can't stop them. But this is not going to be that kind of game. And I think that's what's become more clear.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Blew out Iowa, might blow out Georgia. Got to have hope. Got to have faith.
42-3 game coming.
That'd be incredible.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I won't complain.
Yeah, definitely not. I'd be, you know, that would be one where you'd be happy to be wrong. Absolutely.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I from my perspective, I was right away, I was on the boat of like, shit, it's Georgia. You know, like you – like, especially when on our last episode, when we were, you know, talking and doing our research at the exact same time. and I was like looking at their games, you know, and it was like, holy shit, they really don't give up points, you know, and I think they average less than double digits per game, you know, as an average. So it's just, it is crazy. And they're a very, very, very good team. Like, I think we're, you know, there's no doubt that they're going to be the most talented team that Michigan has played. That's the playoff. You got to beat the best to be the best, right? And so, like, you can't, you know, when people are like, wow, Georgia is so good, it's like, so is Michigan. Why can't you say that Michigan is one of the, you know, the best teams in the country? They are, right? So, like, you look at, you know, Michigan has – the most explosive plays in the country. They scored the most points, you know, like they have a prolific offense. Honestly, you can legitimately say that their offense is the real deal. And the defense, we've got the freaking number one pick about, you know, that's about to get picked. And so I've started to talk myself into it, which could end very, very poorly. But I have this sense of the same feeling that I had leading up to the Ohio State game. And it is just like, why, how can you doubt this team right now? There's no reason to believe that this team can't beat Georgia. They have gone out each and every week, improved, and you really even could say this for the Michigan State game too. They've proved each and every week to be the better team coming out of the game.
Yeah, I agree. 100% with you. You're proving my point. I think they're going to win the game.
I'm with
you. Positive vibes only.
I'm with you. Well, I think I'm a little bit of both. The reality of things is that it's a giant hill to climb, right? It's a mountain. But I just don't see, like, and maybe it comes down to talent and size and all those things. And that's how we've seen it, you know, when Ohio State gets blanked by Clemson, when Michigan State gets blanked by Alabama, those teams were rolling just the same you know, as Michigan is right now, and then you just run into a juggernaut, and sometimes that happens. But I think that, like, I just think that the way that Aiden Hutchinson and the rest of this team has willed their way to victories, and they, I just don't see them going in and you know, putting up a goose egg. I see them putting up a hell of a fight. And I love the way that our coaching staff is being, you know, is really preparing very well for every game. And I don't see them just, like, you know, flopping over.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't see them, like,
they're going to blow them out. Hammer the over. Michigan will take care of all the points.
I don't see them, like, laying an egg, right? Like you said, I think the coaching staff has done a good enough job this year of, like, adjusting if something's kind of working against them. So they should be able to keep it competitive, but where I think it becomes more nuanced and kind of have some question marks is, like, maybe some key matchups throughout the game. And I mean, you know, I didn't really think about this till earlier today, but it's kind of like Mike McDonald going back to his old home, right? Because he was a GA at Georgia. So I wonder if there's, you know, things that he picked up there that he might see again, or something, you know, that he can take advantage of.
Has it been a long time, or was he under Kirby? Do we know?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm not sure if he was under Kirby.
I think it was a little before that.
I assume so,
2009 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. I think – Did you have any matchups in mind that you were thinking about when you were, you know, thinking about that, Kalen?
Well, I just started looking at some of the, like, quarterback comparisons, because what really interested me was all of the Georgia fans going, like, man, Stetson Bennett sucks. And us going, like, Stetson Bennett sucks.
Don't put me in that. Don't lump me in there. I said he was good.
Jack's starting the Stetson Bennett for Heisman campaign already for 2022. Right.
It's a good quarterback.
Well, what started to get interesting to me, I was like, well, how does he, like, really compare to Cade? And, like, they're kind of the same.
They're the same person, I think.
And so I was like, well, what the hell? They're all pissed off that and saying this guy sucks, but we love Cade. So, like, what does that mean?
I wouldn't say everybody loves Cade. There are still people out there right now, which I'm going to go on the record and say is somewhat ridiculous. There are people, like, we got a tweet today that said the only way Michigan beats Georgia is if if Cade gets COVID and JJ starts. I'm like, come on, man. Like, yes, do I think that JJ has more potential and talent probably than Cade McNamara? Absolutely. Do I think that there is a very real possibility that JJ starts next year? Yes, I think that is on the table 100%. But Cade McNamara is the quarterback of this team, and they're freaking 12-1, and they score a ton of points, you know, and a lot of it is because of the ground game. But, like, Cade McNamara has intangibles. He is so freaking smart. He does not make mistakes. He leads the team. Like, I just think it's ridiculous for anybody to go out there and be like, with Cade McNamara, Michigan has no shot. Like, what team have you been watching? You know, I understand he's not, like, freaking Patrick Mahomes, but he's been pretty damn good for us.
And I mean, I get the – because even us in the beginning of the season, we were like, we don't know, like, could be either or, right? But, like, now you've seen Cade win those big games, how are we still having this conversation? That's what I don't understand. Like, some people in the fan base, like, if you're still having this conversation right now, after you've seen Cade lead them to a Big Ten championship and a win over a very, very, very good Ohio State team, and you're still staying this, like –
And we've also, and we've also seen JJ go in and make crucial mistakes too, right? He's like, freshman, he's been very, very good, but he's shown that he is a freshman, right? And Cade has shown that he is, like, this veteran leader, even though he hasn't started that many games prior to this year, he's come in and shown that he can be that guy. So we need to shut that shit down for at least fucking 5 more days, right? I mean, that's what pisses me off. It's like, all right, and I know it's just social media, you know, people are gonna say things and stuff like that, but, like, I don't know. That was my rant about Cade and JJ real quick.
I think it's fair. Well, I'm glad you brought it up. People need to know that they need to fucking ride with Cade, man. I mean, he's proven himself.
I think, yeah, Cade's legit. And what was also interesting was he actually has almost 100 more passing attempts than Stetson Bennett. And so when we talk about like, oh, Michigan is a ground and pound offense, blah, 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 I'm like, he throws the ball more than Georgia does.
Well, also Stetson Bennett, he wasn't starting all year. So yeah, that factors, 100 in, more that factors still, into it.
Yeah. So like, I mean, at two games for Stetson Bennett, that's probably an extra, what, like 30 pass attempts?
Maybe 40. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. We've seen Cade go anywhere from 20 to 50 in some games, right? Like he's had some higher games where he's had a whole bunch of pass attempts.
I'm talking about Stetson Bennett, yeah. Like,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying though. Like, you take away two of Cade's games where he has like 40 or 50 pass attempts, then they're right on par.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The other part about Cade that really goes under like recognized is just how safe he is with the ball.
Right.
I was trying to like look at, because one of the things I heard was like, oh, Aiden Hutchinson getting pressure on Stetson is going to be a huge thing in the game. And I looked it up and he has had 63 pressures on him all season.
Wow.
And he's had 9 sacks. So when you get pressure on Stetson Bennett, there's a 14% chance that leads to a sack. That's pretty significant.
That is significant.
Is that Mays Coach K on Twitter with the stats?
Wow.
Ooh, coming at you.
I like it.
I like that a lot. And I did – that was what I mean, just in general, every quarterback's not going to be as good under pressure, right? But some – I mean, you go back and look at – and I mean, this is – I'm not comparing Stetson Bennett to Justin Fields, but like Justin Fields under pressure – was like, he was almost better. It was crazy, right? He somehow moves exactly around the pocket. I think Cade's pretty good under pressure as well. He stands in there and takes hits even when he does it. But I did hear, you know, your stat obviously plays to this, but I heard even from some Georgia guys that when Stetson Bennett gets pressure and gets back on his heels, he is not good. So I think that's a perfect stat to say it.
Right. For comparison, Cade is 6.9%. So you're looking at about 15 versus about 7.
Wow. That is very significant. Yeah. So, I mean, that's got to be their plan to have Aiden and Ajabo just pin their ears back and get to him, right?
Yeah. But also keep in mind that Cade has had over 100 pressures all season. So they're getting pressure almost twice as much on Cade, and he's more effective at avoiding sacks.
Wow.
Hmm.
That's crazy, especially with how well, I mean, I think both of these teams run off of their offensive lines, right, on the offensive side. So I'm kind of surprised to hear that Cade has been pressured that many times with Michigan's offensive line, but that's, I think that's something to say too for Cade, right? Like that's a damn good stat for Cade that you are sticking in there and staying calm. And I think that's what, you know, we haven't really had that guy, you know, at Michigan where like when things go poorly, you know, you can stay in there. So, not to say that like Shea Patterson or anybody before this, was struggling at those times, but I don't think they've been as good as Cade has. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I mean, I do think that what's going to be a big deal in this game, you talked about matchups, Kalen, but I think just like there's going to be a couple big plays that could really turn the game one way or another, right? Whether Georgia gets a turnover from Michigan, that would be huge for them because I think they feed off of that and Michigan doesn't turn the ball over much. But if it's going to be who can, you know, take advantage of a mistake by the other team, if somebody turns the ball over or if there's a blown coverage on the back end, like if Michigan has a shot at a big play, they have to take it because you're not just going to ground and pound like they did against Ohio State, right? Or even Iowa. You're just not going to be able to move Jordan Davis and company like that. So they're definitely going to need to like, hey, if you have somebody deep, Cade's got to hit that guy, right? He can't overthrow or underthrow a guy like that in this game.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to just keep proving the haters wrong. He's been doing it all year. He's just got to keep doing it.
Yeah, but I don't want Michigan to get away from their identity, right? I don't want them to just become like a spread pass kind of Texas Tech or something. Like, they're still a run team. Let's still run the ball.
Well, yeah, but they still throw the ball. It's just like when there's that opportunity, when you're throwing the ball, you know, you got to make sure you take advantage of it.
Exactly. For and they've done a good job with the gadget plays.
Say that again?
They've done a really good job of doing that, taking advantage of those deep matchups using, like, gadget plays, especially recently.
Yeah, for sure. I think that their matchups, the way that Josh Gattis has used each player specifically, like, to their one strength has been really cool to see. And that's been the difference. He uses AJ Henning in a great way, right? But at the same time, he's also using Eric Hall in a unique way, in his own way or something like that. You know, even Sainer Still or Cornelius Johnson, like, they all have their specific roles. Daylon Baldwin comes in and does something different too. So I do think that I would love to see, you know, the same way that Georgia is going to get it to Brock Bowers a ton, I'd love to see Michigan get it to their tight ends too. If they can hit the tight ends down the seams a couple times, man, I just think that can have such a big impact. And then it opens everything up, because how many multiple tight end packages do we run? It's like every time we have one tight end on the field, we have two or three, right? And so if you can both run the ball and throw the ball effectively to those guys, it just opens up a lot, and that's very, very difficult to defend.
Yeah, I'd love to see Eric Hall get a bunch of targets out there for sure. Kind of open up the deep threats.
Yeah, I mean, have we seen anybody use their tight end this year like we're going to see Brock Bowers?
There's not a tight end out there like Brock Bowers.
Yeah, there's
really I don't know. Dude, but I saw ESPN put out a poll today on Twitter, and it was like, who had the most electric, like, highlight play this year? And for Michigan, it was Hassan hurdling against Nebraska and running for like another 20 yards. For Georgia, it was just like steps in, throwing a slant to Brock Bowers, and he just fucking runs right through the linebackers, safeties. He's fast as shit.
So fast. I was like, I had to do a double check that was Bowers on that play. We'll post that play because, oh my God, I was like, he sliced through. I know they're playing Georgia Tech, but he like outran everybody. Like,
wasn't
he was
close.
It was crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It was insane. So that's where I don't know. I think that there are a couple things too. Like, they're going to get theirs. We talked about this about Ohio State, right? They're going to get their plays. You have to be able in these gigantic games to be able to pick yourself up and keep playing. And even if Michigan goes down 14-0 or something like that, like, that's what Bama was down 10-0 to Georgia. They came back, right? Like, you have to be able to keep striking. That's what Michigan has been really, really good at this year, that even when things go bad, they don't let it get to them, you know? And so I'm excited to see, like, how hyped up and how, like, you know, how well their poise is in this game.
Keep that momentum.
Keep pumping it up, right? Keep that energy.
I'm glad you said that, Kaylin. It reminded me. Ro, when that pump it up flag comes in, that's what you got to put on that back wall.
That's a good call.
That'd be a perfect backdrop there.
Good call. By the way, I'm up in the upper deck for this game, but I'm row one. So my plan is to just drape like three different flags, blue by 90 Michigan, and pump it up right over the side.
Oh,
there.
My God.
Oh, that's perfect. Amazing.
So if they do a scan of the stadium, we're right on the 50-yard line in row one in the upper deck. So
that's like perfect.
It's so perfect. I'm hoping so bad they scan it and show it.
Oh, they will for sure. So. It's got to tell Bernsey.
I know. We got to get
him look out.
Yeah, absolutely. I was trying to put, I was looking at some betting stuff for Michigan Let's see. So player passing. So they've got the over under at, wow, they've got Stetson Bennett at over under 245 yards passing.
Wow.
And they have Cade at over under 201. Are you surprised that it's that significant of a difference? 40. I know 40 yards is 40 yards, but
I take got the under on both. I think
that, you take the under on both.
Yeah.
How many times has Cade thrown for over 200?
Let's see. I've actually got it up right now, so I'm ready for this. 1, 2, 3, 4 times.
Wow. I would probably take not a lot as well.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, are they thinking that Michigan is going to be behind and have to throw the ball possibly?
Maybe. I don't know. I like the under for both of those.
I do too. I wouldn't mind that. How about this for total rushing yards by the player? So they've got Blake Corum at 49.5, Haskins at 75.5.
I might take the over on Corum.
Yeah. On Corum, under on Haskins, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, one break and you're at 50 yards, right? If he breaks one.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's how we've done it, you know. They've got their the Georgia running backs, Zamir White at over 51.5, James Cook over 42.5. So they're saying
much
they're
more
gonna,
confident in Michigan's running backs. Wow.
And they're saying, you know, that they think Georgia is going to throw the ball more than you know, almost double more than they're going to over double.
Yeah.
More than they're going to run it, which is surprising. So the top they've got the top receiver for Michigan, Cornelius Johnson at over 48.5.
Okay.
And then they've got Brock Bowers at over 69.5. Nice.
Jesus Christ. Nice. Whoa. Yeah.
So interesting. Yeah, Brock Bowers to score one touchdown minus 175.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And I would take this. Haskins to score one touchdown minus 105. Basically even money.
Yeah.
I would take that for sure. Yeah,
I think that's a safe bet.
For sure. Yeah. They've got the spread, you know, they've got – wow, they think this is going to be so low scoring. It might. It very well might. They've got Michigan's total points at over under 17.5.
Wow.
That would be – when was the last time we scored – I mean, we scored 20 against Rutgers.
21 against Penn State. That was the least points we scored all season.
What did we score against Rutgers?
Actually, yeah, I know, 20 against Rutgers. Yeah. But everything else is 47, 31, 63, 38, 32, 33, 33, 29, 59, 42, 42.
They've got Georgia at 26.5. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. Michigan's played this game of letting up. I mean, they haven't let up big points, but they've let up some points and just scored a you know, good chunk. And Georgia's been the opposite, right? They don't score and don't give up any points. So, yeah, interesting. Yeah, if you're looking for the money line, let's see.
Last time I checked, I think it was like minus 7.5, Michigan.
Well, not that's not the money line.
That's the spread.
Yeah,
the spread. Is, shit, my
spread
bad.
Spread is 7.5. The money line is. Minus 335 for Georgia, plus 240 for Michigan.
I'll take those odds.
Hammer it. Hammer Michigan.
We got to get you a fake, like, rubber hammer or, like, foam hammer.
I wish, I mean, I would do an emotional hedge if it was minus 6.5 for Georgia, I think. emotional hedge, bet on Georgia, and then you win money. You know, that's a classic move by myself, honestly.
Got to play it safe.
Yeah. All right. What else? You guys got anything else you guys want to touch on?
No. I mean, we're what do you think? We'll record one more time before the game?
One more time before the game, and then, you know, we'll probably have one post-game as well, maybe the day after New Year's Day. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't take days off for you guys, for Never. You as the followers, yeah. So we work hard over here. We work on the holidays.
Very true.
We don't get holiday pay either, which is
kind of bullshit. It's kind of bullshit, yeah.
We got to talk to Amazing Brew about that. But.
I know, seriously. I'm trying to get a bonus over here.
Yeah, right. Hey, but you know, I think the biggest thing is, like, we said this before, freaking enjoy this week once again. Like, I'm gonna be stressed. We're all gonna be stressing about it once, but like, this is going to be a fun ass week as we watch Michigan like go through all the bowl game activities and all those things. And like, you know, I'm heading down there tomorrow morning. Tuesday morning. So heading down there Tuesday morning, and it'll be, I'll enjoy some sunshine, you know, mark our territory a little bit and get there. I'm excited to, I mean, throwing a college football playoff tailgate in Miami. Come on, man. Doesn't get much better than that. Okay. So we'll figure out our spot there, but I'm excited. So,
are you going to mark your territory? You mean like pissing on palm trees or what?
Well, any Georgia person, they're just the piano. Dogs. Yeah.
You know,
we'll
piano Georgia them. People.
Yeah.
Watch out.
In my head, I was thinking I would put a flag up where we were staying, but I like your.
Probably idea. More appropriate, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know, we'll see.
It's the only
we'll
thing see. Dogs understand.
Exactly. There you go. So, all right. Well, you can follow us at BlueBy90 on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We are on the Mazin Brew YouTube channel as well. Go to mazinbrew.com to see some of our written stuff too, and you can catch all their other podcasts out there on their podcast network too. And with that, we say go Blue, beat Georgia.
Go Blue, beat Georgia.
Go Blue.
You got the shirt on right now.
I there do. I got the shirt back.
Go buy the shirt.
Look at that wide bag.
Look at that Miami Vice. Miami Vice, baby. Yeah.
Boy, thick.
Look at those love handles.
Chill.